WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's 70 degrees with cloudy skies in Atlantic. Good morning. I'm Marissa Hovde, KJAN News. The news this morning is brought to you by First Whitney Bank and Trust, a home-owned, home-operated bank located at 3rd and Chestnut and 7th and Chestnut in Atlantic. Harlan Municipal Utilities has announced after 5 years of construction and planning, the new HMU water treatment plant is in operation. The plant was first approved by the HMU board in 2008 and is now online, providing water to the city of Harlan. The $7.1 million operation will see 2.4 million gallons per day capacity and is fully automated, runs 24 hours a day, removes iron and manganese from water, uses reverse osmosis technology to further filter and soften water, and has fluoride and chlorine added to the finished product. In a press release from HMU, Steve Drezin, Director of Gas and Water, said, "This plant will be much more efficient than the old ones, as we are using new and automated technology. We anticipate our labor operations and maintenance costs to decrease. One thing I do want our customers to know is that they may notice a different taste to the water." He stated the plant uses a different way to clean the water, and HMU still meets all the safety and quality standards. KJAN News Time is 9:01.
We're the only bank you'll ever need. First Whitney Bank.
Let's face it, buying a home or even considering whether to refinance your current home can be a complicated and overwhelming experience. Fortunately, we can help. Hi, this is Chip at First Whitney Bank in Atlantic. When you discover your next home or are interested in refinancing your current home, give First Whitney Bank a call. With interest rates at historic lows, it is the perfect time to act. Let our experienced lenders guide you into the mortgage that will best suit your financial needs, as well as explain how refinancing could save you money. Owning your own home is one of the smartest investment decisions you will ever make. So is choosing First Whitney Bank for all your banking needs. Local bankers making local decisions. First Whitney Bank in Atlantic, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Page County Sheriff's Office reports that the handgun found in possession of Rodney Eugene Long during the home invasion in Taylor County was the handgun that had been stolen in a burglary at 2914 180th Street in rural Clarinda, which KJAN reported on earlier this week. This was confirmed by the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation. Evidence from this burglary has been turned over to the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation Crime Lab for analysis. From late August through Labor Day, city, county, and state police will be out in force as part of the annual nationwide Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over crackdown on drunk driving. The crackdown, which will include high visibility enforcement throughout Iowa, will run from August 26th through September 8th. The effective nationwide drunk driving crackdown will include high visibility enforcement and will be supported by national paid advertising, creating a comprehensive campaign to curb drunk driving in August and through the Labor Day holiday weekend. Iowa ranks second as having the lowest number of alcohol-related fatalities in the nation. For more information, visit the Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign headquarters at trafficsafetymarketing.gov. A trial has been delayed for a Council Bluffs doctor charged with sexually abusing a 5-year-old girl. Online court records say the trial of Dr. Dennis Jones has been rescheduled to begin January 14th. He's accused of inappropriately touching the girl outside of his pediatrics practice. His trial had been scheduled to begin August 13th. The Daily Nonpareil says a hearing is scheduled for Tuesday on Jones's motion to suppress evidence from a computer found at Jones's home. Defense lawyers are trying to close that hearing, saying an open hearing jeopardizes Jones's right to a fair trial. Prosecutors say the court has other ways to protect Jones's rights. Jones's attorney Mike Winter has said Jones is not guilty of the allegation. A 43-year-old Iowa man has been given 90 months in prison on charges stemming from a fraudulent mortgage scheme. Authorities say Paul Kramer of Granger was sentenced on Monday. He must serve 5 years of supervised release after he leaves prison. Federal prosecutors say Granger was convicted of wire and bank fraud and conspiracy for fraudulent transactions that occurred from 2006 through 2009 at his mortgage and real estate closing companies. Prosecutors say three co-defendants submitted fraudulent documents to obtain mortgages on 13 properties they had acquired and renovated. Prosecutors say Kramer knew the transactions were fraudulent when he closed them at his closing company. The scheme collapsed when the mortgage company lagged and lenders, or mortgage payments lagged and lenders foreclosed. Prosecutors say the three co-defendants already have been sentenced. The Iowa Ethics and Campaign Disclosure Board will not remove its executive director from an investigation into whether the National Organization for Marriage violated state law by not disclosing campaign donors. A complaint filed in June alleges NOM did not disclose donors or all of its contributions when it funded campaigns against Iowa Supreme Court justices up for retention in 2010 and 2012. The complaint claims NOM spent $635,000 in 2010 and about $100,000 in 2012 to defeat Iowa justices who decided in 2009 that Iowa's law prohibiting gay marriage was unconstitutional. Three were forced from the court in the 2010 election. NOM wants Ethics Board Executive Director Megan Tooker removed from the investigation, claiming she's biased. The board unanimously voted Wednesday to allow her to investigate the matter. A Johnston man whose 8-year-old son took a gun to school has been given probation and a fine. The Des Moines Register reports that Louis Freestad IV was given 3 years of probation and fined $940 last month. He'd pled guilty to charges of child endangerment and making a gun available to someone under 21. Prosecutors had lowered the original charges against Freestad in return for his pleas. Freestad's son took the gun to Lawson Elementary School on May 7th. Authorities say they didn't believe the boy intended to use the weapon, but he was suspended from school. His father was arrested the next day. Wells Fargo is laying off more than 85 employees in the Des Moines region as part of a nationwide move. The Des Moines Register reports the layoffs are in the bank's mortgage unit called Wells Fargo Home Mortgage, which is based in West Des Moines. The company, which announced more than 2,300 layoffs around the country Wednesday, says consumer demand is down for mortgage refinancing. Spokeswoman Angie Kaipust says the employees have been given 2 months' notice of the layoffs. She says the company will try to find openings for the employees in the business units. Wells Fargo is the largest private employer in the Des Moines region, with more than 13,500 positions. The company has more than 270,000 employees around the world. Someone has been stealing from a porch patch of potent peppers in Des Moines. The Des Moines Register says a resident told police that 10 peppers have been stolen in the past 2 weeks. The man said someone cut a hole in the porch screen and stole three more on Monday night. The man says the purloined peppers are among the hottest in the world and sell for $120 per pound. No arrests have been reported. Taking a look at national and world headlines. Bradley Manning wants you to call him Chelsea Manning. A day after being sentenced to 35 years for leaking military and diplomatic documents to WikiLeaks, the former Army intelligence analyst says he wants to live as a woman named Chelsea and hopes to begin hormone therapy as soon as possible. He made the announcement in a written statement to NBC's Today Show. Dozens of supporters of Hosni Mubarak have gathered outside a Cairo prison, waiting for the deposed autocrat to be released after more than 2 years in detention. A helicopter has landed inside the complex, apparently to transport the former president, who is to be placed under house arrest after his release. Mubarak was ordered released after his lawyers settled one of the corruption cases against him. But he's still being retried on charges of complicity in the killing of nearly 900 protesters in the uprising. More Americans are seeking unemployment benefits, but the level remains consistent with solid job gains. The government reports that the number of Americans filing for unemployment rose 13,000 last week to a seasonally adjusted 336,000. The Labor Department says the four-week average fell for the sixth week in a row to 330,500. That's the lowest for the average since November 2007. Companies are cutting fewer workers, a sign that many could step up hiring. Weekly applications have fallen 10% since January. Stocks are higher in early trading. Encouraging news from Europe and China is helping to outweigh another round of bleak earning reports from the U.S. retailers. Sears and Abercrombie & Fitch, like other retailers, are seeing their shares plunge on terrible earnings reports. KJAN News Time is 9:10.
We're the only bank you'll ever need. First Whitney Bank.
Let's face it, buying a home or even considering whether to refinance your current home can be a complicated and overwhelming experience. Fortunately, we can help. Hi, this is Chip at First Whitney Bank in Atlantic. When you discover your next home or are interested in refinancing your current home, give First Whitney Bank a call. With interest rates at historic lows, it is the perfect time to act. Let our experienced lenders guide you into the mortgage that will best suit your financial needs, as well as explain how refinancing could save you money. Owning your own home is one of the smartest investment decisions you will ever make. So is choosing First Whitney Bank for all your banking needs. Local bankers making local decisions. First Whitney Bank in Atlantic, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning, Thomas Billheimer, 63, of Casey, died Monday, August 19th at his home in Casey. Funeral services for Thomas Billheimer will be held on Friday, August 23rd at 10 a.m. in the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Hockenberry Family Care in Adair has the arrangements. Harold Reinke, 94, of Manning, died Sunday, August 18th at the Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Funeral services for Harold Reinke will be held 10:30 a.m. Friday, August 23rd, at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. Herb Koenig, 103, of Helber, currently of Omaha, died Tuesday, August 20th in Omaha. Services for Herb Koenig will be held at 10 a.m. Saturday, August 24th, in the St. Augustine Church in Helber. The Odie Twitt Funeral Home in Carroll is in charge of the arrangements. Joseph Claire Marnin, 95, of Stewart, died Tuesday, August 20th at the Stewart Community Care Center. Funeral Mass for Joseph Claire Marnin will be held on Saturday, August 24th at 10 a.m. in the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Nadine Joint, 87, of Casey, died Tuesday, August 20th at the New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral service for Nadine Joint will be held at 10:30 a.m. Saturday, August 24th in the Casey United Methodist Church. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Malin Lee Carruthers, 81, of Council Bluffs, died Monday, August 19th at Mercy Hospital. Funeral service for Malin Lee Carruthers will be held at 11 a.m. Saturday, August 24th, in Epworth United Methodist Church in Council Bluffs. Maher Livingston Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. Helen Ruth Peterson, 98, of Council Bluffs, died Tuesday, August 20th at Bethany Lutheran Home in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Helen Ruth Peterson will be held on Saturday, August 24th, at 11 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Boomer Township. Cutler O'Neill Meyer Woodring Bayless Park Chapel in Council Bluffs has the arrangements. Sharon C. Mealy, 77, of Macon, Georgia, formerly of Clarinda, died Saturday, August 17th. Memorial graveside services for Sharon C. Mealy will be held on Sunday, August 25th at 12 p.m. at the Clarinda Cemetery. Walker Merrick Funeral Home in Clarinda is assisting with the arrangements. Melvin Longcore, 68, of Oakland, died Tuesday, August 20th at the Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Graveside services for Melvin Longcore are pending at Reconvieth Funeral Home in Oakland. Leroy Schwenke, 81, of Messina, died Wednesday, August 21st at the Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center. Funeral services for Leroy Schwenke are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. The news this morning has been brought to you by First Whitney Bank and Trust, a home-owned, home-operated bank located at 3rd and Chestnut and 7th and Chestnut in Atlantic.